The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 598.
We get it. You've got a busy life, family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, hello. Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. You know, I have to tell you, we had an amazing jump on iTunes last week, and I attribute it 100% to you. I just about fell off my chair when I saw the increase, and that's because you're telling people to listen to the show. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for that. It just means the world to me. So I know not everybody out there has a business. And I know that because we just received a question that came in. Somebody was wondering what they could do to build an online business. And I get it. You know, it's really nice to be able to make money online. But I know if you're like me, I know when I first started, it was a mystery. I couldn't understand at all. Like, how do people actually make money on the internet? And I think it's much like learning a language. It's almost like the more you learn about making money on the internet, the more you realize you don't know. I felt that way when I was learning to speak Japanese when I lived in Japan. I could say a few niceties, three or four sentences, and I thought, oh man, I'm doing so great. I'm rocking this. And then the more I learned, the more I realized, like, oh, there's so much I don't know. So I don't want you to get overwhelmed, because of course that's so not train your brain when it comes to finding a way to make money online or building a business online. And so I want to make this easy, because it actually is easier than you think. If you are looking for what to do, here are my suggestions for you. And I've got it broken into like three basic tips for making money online. So the first thing is, don't think about making money online. Instead, think about what you're so passionate about that you would talk about it all the time. In fact, you're probably already talking about it. You know, what would you be willing to help people with for free? Like, you're obsessed about it and you're studying about it all the time. What would you talk about all day long for free? And the reason this is so important is because of the reason I mentioned just a second ago. If you're going to be doing this for a long time and you're going to be figuring out and you're going to be building a business around this, then it has to be something that satisfies you, gives you joy, makes you want to do it all the time. I think too often people are short-sighted and they see an idea that will just make them some fast cash or make them some money. And you can do that. You can create a widget and you can make some money on it, but it's not really a business. Because really, how long can you just get excited about this one widget you're selling or the, you know, the 15 cents you're making on something that you bought at a good deal and then you sell it for a few pennies more? Like, the idea here is, how do you build a business that is sustainable over the years, it makes money, but that you still feel like working in it because you're not working, because you're excited about it? What could you talk about and talk about and talk about, and you would do it for free? That's the kind of business you want to build. You want to be passionate about the topic. Okay, so step number two, or point number two, how do you find that topic? Look at your social media thread. Look at your YouTube history. Think about when you talk to family and friends, what are you talking about? Think about the things that you are watching videos about already. Think about the books that you're reading. What magazines are you buying? Look at your search history on your computer. Like, literally, when I say look at your YouTube history or look at your social media, I mean, really look, what are you sharing? What is your search history on your computer? Because if you are studying it and you're interested in it, you can build a business around it. Now, sometimes people think here, oh yes, but there are so many people who are better at this or know more than I do. But here's the important thing. Nobody cares if there are other people who know more than you. What they are buying when they are studying with you, or they're deciding to follow you, or they're becoming part of your tribe, is they're buying your excitement about the topic. So if you are studying and you're excited about it, that's all it takes to build a business around it. Because there's a teacher for everybody. And so you will become the teacher for those people who are like you, are passionate about it in the same way and for the same reasons, and you've got your own unique spin on it and your own way of thinking. So whatever it is that you're excited about, build your business around that. Find out what you're excited about by looking at your social thread, looking at your YouTube history, all of that. Then the final thing is, ask yourself, who was I 3 years ago, or who was I 5 years ago? What has changed for me? What have I overcome? What have I mastered over the last 5 years? How have I become a different person over the last 5 years? What was I seeking 5 years ago that I really feel like I'm on much better footing right now? Because if you can understand that transformation you just went through over the last 5 years, then you can help somebody else with that transformation. And remember, we're not looking for things that are just monumental, life-changing things. They can be smaller things. Like, I used to work a corporate job, but then I looked for a different job and found a small company that I love working with. And I did that because I got really good at writing resumes, right? Like, there's all sorts of little skills that you have developed along the way that are things that you love to do or you're good at. You know, I have somebody on my team, Mallory, shout out to you, Mallory, who loves to organize online stuff. And she has got a brain for systems that is just crazy detailed. She loves to create the spreadsheets and the systems and the details that go into that. And some people would just poke their eyes out doing these same tasks that she thinks are just, it's her fun. It's her pleasure. Think of those people who organize closets. That's their pleasure. That's their fun. You know, if you've learned something that was easy for you, or you didn't, you got good at it, you didn't know you were good at it, whether it's writing resumes or organizing closets or worksheets or, you know, playing the tuba or whatever it is, this is something that you've mastered or learned or discovered that you had a passion for that you can teach to somebody else. So who were you 5 years ago or 3 years ago. And you can go further back if you want to, but a lot of times the things that we've just mastered are the things that we're most passionate about. Look at all of these different areas of your life to discover what you would be passionate about enough to build a business around them. And I'm going to tell you more about then how to build the business on the next episode. But before I do, I want to give you a couple of quick bonus tips here. The first bonus tip is, after you think you've narrowed it down, so maybe let's say you decide, oh, I've started eating raw food and I've gotten to be a pretty good raw chef. And so, and I'm passionate about it and I study all the other chefs and I think I could write about this and talk about this all day, or this would be the thing that I could talk about for free. After you've discovered whatever that thing is, whether it's fixing cars or fixing lawnmowers or raw food or woodworking or organizing closets or whatever it is, do an internet search to see if there are people who are selling products or selling programs related to that thing. Because if there are other people who are selling programs or selling products related to that thing, then that means you have a winner. That means people are already making money on that particular topic. And so you can make money on that topic too. The pie is huge. The world is big. The internet is vast. And this is why it's so much fun to make money on the internet, because you literally have an unlimited customer base. You figure out the thing you're passionate about and you would talk about for free anyway, and then you start making money on it, and it just is so exciting and so fun, and it blows your mind that, oh my gosh, this is the greatest thing ever, that I can make money online without leaving my house. So the other bonus tip I want to give you is, it shouldn't surprise you to find out that most of this is mindset. Most of this is saying the right things to yourself to make sure that you are building your business in a way that's fun, light, and easy. And so I would highly recommend that if you haven't done it already, you go watch the 60-second workshop. It's at 60secondworkshop.com. 60secondworkshop.com. And yes, you can use either 60 or the word 60, 60secondworkshop.com. And you will find out in the video that's there, 60 seconds or less, how to use your brain in a way so that you are able to gain traction and build a business and make money the fun, light, and easy way. So check that out. Next episode, I'm going to take everything we talked about here, and I'm going to tell you what to do after you have the idea. So do your homework right now. This is what you get to do between now and next episode. Do your homework, figure out what you're passionate about, and next episode when you come here, I'll tell you the easiest way to start making money online, to start building that business. So we got a two-parter here. How do you like them apples? I mean, it's fun to think about this. Even those of you who I've maybe already got an online business. I don't know if you're like me, but what I do every so often is I ask myself, what would I build today? What would I do today if I was to build a second business, or if I was to start over? Like, what are the things I'm passionate about? I don't know about you, but I've got a lot of passions, a lot of different things. And I love talking about the brain. I love talking about making money and marketing and abundance and brain training and mindset and positive thinking and all the things that I'm doing in this business. But I have a whole nother business, or three or eight, I could start. And so let's explore our passions. That when you are exploring your passions on any front, it's bringing the life force through to you and to the current project that you're working on. Keep those positive mantras flowing. Keep those positive thoughts flowing. Keep those passions flowing, and be you. Get out there and be you. And guess what? You can make money being you, and you can make money being happy. That's what being a brain trainer is all about. See you next time.
I'm excited. Like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth. whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't.
All you have to do is flip the button.
I was like, taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.